Hey, you want that to go?
Okay, some quick takeouts on stories we want you to be on top of this week. Todd Zwillick begins, Takeaways Washington correspondent. So they're heading up to the White House today to talk about Afghanistan, but I suspect, Todd, they're not going to be commemorating 8 years of war in Afghanistan. It's something a little more forward-looking, right?
Yeah, hardly. Yeah, you're right, John. Bipartisan leaders in Congress on the leadership front and on military affairs. So you have Speaker Pelosi, John Boehner, the Republican leader in the House, Harry Reid, of course, and Mitch McConnell in the Senate, John Kerry, and all of the foreign relations and military leaders in the Senate, including John McCain, by the way, heading to the White House. And you mentioned a few minutes ago that, or Celeste mentioned that Robert Gibbs says the president wants to hear from all sides and from Democrats and Republicans. I'm sure that that's true, but just as important, I think they want to hear from him because, of course, military leaders, the brass at the Pentagon and officials at the White House have been waging an unusually public debate over Afghanistan, whether to have a sort of a small focused counterterrorism strategy or a broader counterinsurgency strategy versus the Taliban. The Republicans like McCain and Lindsey Graham are clear. They want a broad counterinsurgency strategy. Some of the officials in the White House have said the opposite. There's been a public debate, and I think these leaders want to hear from the president what he is thinking, not this cat scratch game that's going on between the brass and the White House.
You know, Todd, I don't want to spend too much time on the analysis side of your brain, much as I love it. I'm wondering, after Bob Schieffer accuses the administration of dithering over the weekend on Afghanistan, if this isn't a risky meeting for the president to be having right now, that it's going to look like more dithering.
Well, it may. That's a risk, I'm sure, and it may do the opposite. If the president gets everyone in one room and says, this is what I'm thinking, we're not dithering, this is where we're headed, we'll have an announcement in 2 weeks, that can be reassuring to lawmakers.
All right, well, this perfectly sets up the defense bill, which, of course, is the major stage in Congress for talking about earmarks. That's already underway, right?
Yeah, they're trying to wrap that up, John. $626 billion in defense appropriations. Now, this is actually Congress writing the check for the Pentagon and for the wars. And, you know, there's a fight over earmarks every year. Speaking of Senator John McCain, he's been absolutely furious about a program in this bill for this, you know, the C-17, the giant hulking tanker aircraft?
Sure.
Big four-engine aircraft. $2.5 billion in this bill for 10 C-17s that the Pentagon doesn't want. They say they don't want them. The White House isn't particularly interested, but they remain in the bill. Listen to McCain talking about this.
Despite what I think is going to happen, I believe that if the president wants to send a message that we're serious about cutting out wasteful and unnecessary and corrupting spending in Congress, he should veto this bill, and we could send it back to him in a New York minute without the pork in it that it is so rife and full of.
Hey, well, we're fresh out of New York minutes here, Todd. That sounds a hoppin' mad by John McCain. Thanks so much.
My
Todd
pleasure.
Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.